Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text comes from Matthew chapter 8, and I'll briefly speak the context so that we can set it in the right place. Jesus, right before our text, reached out and touched the untouchable, a leper, and healed him per the leper's request. And then Jesus offered to enter the home of a Gentile who also would be considered unclean. It was the Roman centurion who demonstrated his faith in Jesus as the Son of God come in the flesh by trusting his word to heal his remote servant. Jesus then commended the faith of this Gentile soldier, and that it was a greater faith than that which he had observed among his kinsmen in Israel of his day. We read verses 11 through 12. Jesus continued saying, "I tell you that many will come from the east and the west and will recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be thrown out into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So far the text. In Christ Jesus, who seeks to save the lost, the whole world of sinners, like you and me, untouchables and outcasts that we are, dear fellow redeemed. Now, leprosy is not so serious today, since there is an effective medical treatment for it, even resulting in an eventual cure. And most of you, if not all, have Gentile roots. So what Jesus did by touching the unclean leper and offering to enter the unclean home of a Gentile, which led up to his words of our text, is not as significant as it was for the original eye and ear witnesses. But we have to be honest with ourselves. There are many we ourselves consider to be untouchable and outcasts today in our way of thinking, as the leper and the Gentile soldier were in Judea on the day of our text. Who are the untouchable and outcasts in your opinion these days? Now, I would assume that you admit in your repentance that you actually share in that designation before God, that you do not deserve to have him come to you, to dwell with you, to embrace you. But do you, in an attitude of self-righteousness at times, still draw a line between yourself and others? Do you separate yourself from others you deem to be too seriously untouchable, deserving to be cast out from the presence of God? Would it include the fentanyl dealers throughout our country? How about the homeless that fill the sidewalks in some of our major cities? Could it be the illegal aliens with their undetected diseases, human traffickers, or those with terrorist designs who cross our southern border? Or the homosexual couple that live nearby? or the transgender young person that's related to you, or members of teacher unions that seek to corrupt the minds of our youth with their godless and amoral ideologies. When Jesus observed this, saying, "Many will come from the east and the west and will recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven," he was pointing out to his hearers that their opinions about themselves being superior than others, like the leper, like the Gentile soldier, were invalid before God. Their neighbors may have agreed with them, but God would not. He sent his Son for the whole world of sinners. The Hebrew name for Gentiles, those from the other nations, like the Magi, who came and visited the Christ child, they came from the east, and then also those who come from the west, the Hebrew term is goyim. So later, when Jesus spoke what we call the Great Commission prior to ascending to the right hand of the Father, there was another opportunity for his believing Jews who heard "make disciples of all nations" to gasp again. Because you see, they would have heard "make disciples of all the goyim." Their religious leaders had taught them from their youth that these were the unworthy, the untouchables, the outcasts. And yes, I know that you confess to be the unclean ones in your sin. But are others so despicable in your opinion that you know before God you, in a sense, deserve God's forgiveness, whereas these others remain undeserving? If this is your thinking, then ask yourself, are you really a part of Jesus' mission among the world's unclean? Jesus also spoke these sobering words for us to hear after commending the humble faith of the Gentile, indicating that he will be seated in the everlasting courts of heaven with all believers. He then said this: "The children of the kingdom will be thrown out into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." I pray that this has caught your attention today as you personally apply this text to yourself, as you go about your everyday lives interacting with your many neighbors that God has placed in your lives, even those that society might declare untouchable and outcasts. Take heart, my fellow redeemed. While you and I are always tempted to set ourselves apart from others and think more highly of ourselves than we ought, God has paid for all your haughty and arrogant thoughts, words, and deeds. The blood of Christ has washed away all your uncleanness in the holy washing of your baptisms. And with his word of absolution, he bespeaks you righteous in his Son. And receiving the holy body and the holy blood of our Lord Jesus, you too are healed and cleansed unto everlasting righteousness. How blessed we are to be part of Jesus' mission that all people from the east and from the west might be saved for all eternity, because we recognize it also includes us. The gospel of salvation in Christ is for all people of all nations, all legitimate God-pleasing stations in this life without distinction. So live in your thankfulness that the Lord has reached down and that he has touched and embraced you. He has cleansed you by his word and abides with you now and forevermore. Amen. In our prayers today, we have two prayer requests. Lee Logging, father of Professor John Logging, has been hospitalized. Also, Angela Kelly, one of our librarians, who is undergoing a series of medical tests this week, we offer prayers for her as well. Please rise for prayer. Gracious God, your Son entered this world not with mighty demonstrations of power, but in humility and meekness, touching the untouchables and reaching out to embrace those who were considered outcasts. Guide your holy church with that same love of souls as she goes about the work you have given her to do in his name. Let us not be enticed by the world's demand for success. Rather, enable us to trust in your promise that your word will not return to you empty, but accomplish its divine purpose, the salvation of many souls. Also, at your invitation, we come before you on behalf of your children, Lee and Angela. Be with them in this time of need and concern. Grant ability and wisdom to those who now provide them with care. According to your gracious will, bring them safely through this time of trial. Above all, strengthen each of them in their confidence in your gracious promises that you will work all things for the good of your saints through the merits of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and most merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen. Thank you.